It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Monday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we'll kind of work our way back through the weekend as Saturday featured a lot of girls volleyball action at the 7th grade level for regional competition. At the 7-1A Mulberry Grove Regional, it was Sacred Heart falling to Grayville 25-17, 25-20. And Mulberry Grove defeated Pocahontas 25-19, 26-24. And Newton St. Thomas defeated Ramsey 25-20, 25-15. So Grayville will play West Salem at 6 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, it'll be St. Thomas taking on Mulberry Grove at 7 tonight at Mulberry Grove. At the 7-1A Sigel St. Michael Regional, it was Oakland Lake Crest defeating Stewarts and Strasburg 26-24, 18-25, 25-21. Sigel St. Michael then defeated Windsor by a score of 25-6, 25-10, and Mattoon St. John's defeated Okaw Valley 25-19, 25-15. So it'll be Oakland Lake Crest taking on Martinsville at 6 tonight, and Sigel St. Michael against Mattoon St. John's in semifinal action following the 6 o'clock matchup. At the 7-2A KZ Westfield Regional, it was the host school defeating Albion 25-18, 25-20, St. Anthony over Hudsonville 25-3, 25-8, and Oblong defeated Dietrich 25-12, 25-7. So North Clay, who received a bye, will take on KZ Westfield tonight at 6 o'clock, and it will be St. Anthony and Oblong following that game up at the KZ Westfield 2A regional semifinal action. At the 2A Paris Crestwood regional, it was Villa Grove falling to Neoga as Neoga got the three-set victory, 22-25, 25-20, 25-21. Bement then defeated Arcola 25-19, 25-9. Oakwood over Paris Crestwood 25-16, 25-16. They went ahead and played the semifinals as well on Saturday. And Champaign St. Matthew defeated Neoga 25-17, 25-18. Bement lost to Oakwood 25-23, 25-14. So it'll be St. Matthew and Oakwood in the championship tonight at 6 o'clock. At the 7-3A Tautopolis Regional, Robinson Nuttall defeated Tautopolis 25-12, 25-19. It was Lawrenceville Parkview over Bridgeport Red Hill 25-9, 25-10, and Jasper County over Cumberland 25-21, 25-12. So Tuesday night, it's Shelbyville Moulton playing Robinson Nuttall at 5 o'clock, and it will be Jasper County and Lawrenceville Parkview following that game up around 6 o'clock Tuesday evening at the 7-3A Tautopolis Regional. At the 7-4A Taylorville Regional, it was Mount Zion over Mattoon 25-20, 25-21. Effingham defeated Charleston 25-10, 25-14. And Rochester over Stephen Decatur 25-7, 25-6. So it'll be Taylorville and Mount Zion tonight at 5 o'clock in a semifinal matchup at Taylorville, followed up by Effingham and Rochester approximately 6 o'clock tonight in 7-4A girls volleyball semifinal play. Just catching up on scores from the weekend. On Friday night, it was St. Anthony defeating Arcola 43-31 in a regional championship, and Weber Township defeated Christar Rock Lutheran 78-58. So it'll be St. Anthony and Weber Township at the 7-1A Bridgeport Red Hill sectional. They will play at 7 o'clock at Red Hill on Wednesday night. Tuesday night, it'll be Dietrich taking on Tuscola as Dietrich defeated North Clay 69-49, and Tuscola picked up the win over KZ Westfield 57-54. So we'll have that game between Dietrich and Tuscola at 7 o'clock at Bridgeport Red Hill Tuesday night on 97.9 XFM, and St. Anthony and Weber Township at 7 o'clock on Wednesday on 97.9 XFM. Also Tuesday night from the 2A Tolono Unity sectional semifinal, it'll be Tautopolis taking on Monticello. Tautopolis picked up a 50-49 victory over Fairfield to win that regional championship. Meanwhile, it was a 53-38 win for Monticello over Tolono Unity. So it'll be Totopolis at Tolono Unity at 7 o'clock Tuesday night on KJ Country 102.3. Staying with boys basketball, the National Trail Conference has released their all-conference team, and it was headed by MVP Ryan Schmidt of St. Anthony, Lucas Westendorf, Brock Fearday, Lucas Westendorf of Dietrich, I should say, Brock Fearday from St. Anthony, Cody Zimdars of North Clay, Cade Melville of Aldemont, and Landon Keck of Dietrich all made first team. Second team included Mason Byers of North Clay, Jackson Gurgle of Windsor Stew Straws, Weston Nielsen of South Central, Carter Walden of North Clay, Graydon Wilhauer of St. Elmo Brownstown, and Ben Radel of Altamont. Those receiving honorable mention included Brock Niemerg of Dietrich, Luke Keller of Neoga, Keenan Griffith of St. Anthony, and Lowell Wilhauer of St. Elmo Brownstown. And the National Trail Conference Coach of the Year this year, Cody Rinker of St. Anthony. Trey White had 19 points and 11 rebounds as Illinois defeated Michigan 93-73 at Michigan on Sunday. Kylan Boswell and Kasparis Giakounis also had 17 points for the Illini, who are now 19-11 and 11-8 in Big Ten play as they upset the number 15-ranked Michigan Wolverines, who are 22-7 and 14-4 in conference play. Even though the Illini struggled to make shots, they grabbed the boards as they had 19 offensive rebounds, leading to 30 second chance points, as Illinois scored 31 in the first half to lead 31-30 at halftime, but outscored Michigan 62-43 in the second half. The Illini will now host Purdue in their next contest coming up on Friday. In racing action heard on KJ Country 102.3 over the weekend. On Sunday, it was the first IndyCar race of the season. The Grand Prix of St. Petersburg saw Alex Palou get the victory. Scott Dixon came home second. Joseph Newgarden was third. In the NASCAR Cup Series race at the Circuit of the Americas, it was Christopher Bell passing Kyle Busch late to claim the victory. William Byron was second. Tyler Reddick third. Chase Elliott rallied to finish fourth. Kyle Busch dropped to fifth as he was in front, leading the most laps, 42 in the race, but came home in the fifth spot. In the Xfinity Series race at COTA on Saturday, Connor Zilich started on the pole, had to go all the way back to the back of the field, but rallied to come back up through to claim the victory as Zilich finished in first, followed by William Byron and Sam Mayer. In hockey action yesterday, it was Dallas skating past St. Louis by a score of 6-3. The Kings will take on Chicago tonight at 7:30. In NBA action, it was Indiana over Chicago 127-112, as those two teams are off until Tuesday now. In spring training competition, it was Cincinnati defeating the Cubs by a score of 77-3. Miami defeated St. Louis 5-3. Cubs back in action today at 2:10, taking on the Diamondbacks. Cardinals have the day off today before playing a split squad doubleheader on Tuesday. That's been a look at sports on this Monday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.